Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And, you know, children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in a child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks very much for being here. Hour number two today. Great to be with you. Greatly appreciate you joining us. Bottom of the hour, Matt Long and I will be talking about the Ken Paxton acquittal and give you some behind the scenes about what's going on here in Texas relative to that situation. And boy, oh boy, I'll tell you, they've decided to target somebody that's been championing true conservative values, and we'll get into all that coming up at the bottom of the hour. But joining me right now is a gentleman who is running for Congress in the once, well, I guess it's still kind of sort of the great state of Colorado. We're trying to make it great again. You know, it used to be great. My dad.
Yeah, so you know what? When I moved here in 1994, there was a bumper sticker that said, "Please don't Californicate Colorado."
Yeah, but
they did.
They absolutely did. Oh my goodness. Yeah, my dad was in. Oh, now I'm gonna go blank on the little town that he was in. I'll come back to it. He used to go to the Rock Church there in near Denver.
Okay.
Huh. Yeah, but he lived in Colorado for until he passed. He actually died in a car accident 1 month before my accident.
Wow. Wow. Well, again, congratulations for living through that and then using that experience to make thousands of lives better. That's fantastic.
Amen.
That brings a tear to my eye when I hear stories like that.
Well, tell me your story. Talk to me about what has made you decide to run for Congress, and then we'll get into the seat that you're running for.
Yeah, I am a marine engineer by degree. I've been a financial advisor for 36 years. I'm a conservative business owner here in the Roaring Fork Valley of Colorado. That stretches from Aspen up to Glenwood Springs. I'm on the Glenwood Springs side. My wife of 41 years and I moved our family out here 29 years ago and raised all three kids, and they've done very well for themselves. I'm running for Congress. I had this political talk radio show for 15 years in Aspen, and they love me in Aspen. No, they don't, because I'm conservative and they're not.
Absolutely.
But Pastor, I have, as being an engineer and a curious kind of guy, I have boxes of research where I've used my math logic skills to boil down topics ranging from, clean energy, so-called clean energy, green energy, to all sorts of matter, the global warming hoax and the like, and I could talk about that ad nauseum. But what made me decide to run for Congress is I think that I will be an extremely civil, thoughtful, and effective legislator, and I'm terrified that we're about to lose this seat. This seat leads 27,000 votes Republican. And before I get into this, just understand this. This is not personal between me and Lauren Boebert. Okay. I voted for Lauren three times, and on my radio show, I endorsed her twice. But this is simply a math problem. Lauren won the district back in 2020 by 26,500 votes. Last year, she won by 546 votes over the socialist Aspen, Adam Frisch, in Aspen. And this year, she's polling right now minus 8,600 votes, again, in a district that leans 27,000 votes Republican. So being a math guy, the figures just show me that Lauren cannot possibly win. You might ask why. This district is 27 counties. We have every kind of voter in this district you have in the country. We have, far right, and we have far left, and we have a lot of people in the middle, and she has really alienated a lot of people in the middle with some of her antics in Congress. And then I just went through her numbers where she's got a straight line down in the wrong direction from 26,000 vote win, 500 vote win to minus 8,600. And I'll bet it's even lower now after the antics in this theater a couple of weeks ago. So that's the first reason I'm running against Lauren. The second reason I'm running against her is when she went to Congress, and you have to remember, she's only 36 years old. But when she went to Congress, I think she thought she could change the moral trajectory of the country, which is great. But I don't know that that's the responsibility of one congressperson out of 400 or 535 of them. I think that's more the responsibility of a leader like a president. When she was in there for her first 2 years, she kind of ignored our district. And what I mean by that is she brought home $1.1 billion fewer dollars to this district last year than the average district in Colorado enjoyed. And that works out to $5,800 per family of four. That's money that could have been used on our terrible terrible roads could have been used by our Department of Transportation to fix those roads, maintain the roads, and buy maintenance equipment. And since I moved here in 1994, Pastor, the population of this state has increased by 60%. But I'll bet you our road surfaces have probably increased by 3 or 4%. So we need to bring back, claw back every dollar we paid at Washington, D.C. We need to get every one of those back, especially in this district that has 27 counties. This is the largest non-single state district in the country. It's a gorgeous district, but we have problems here, and we could use to get our own tax dollars back. So those are the two primary reasons I'm running against Lauren.
Is the website russ4cd3.com?
Yep, Russ the number 4cd3.com.
Okay. I tried to click on it, and my system wouldn't let me go to it. It said it was an unsafe site at the moment. There must be something.
We're good and safe.
Well, I'm telling you, my computer wouldn't open up the site.
I'll have my IT look at that today.
Yeah, you should have them take a look. I'm sure that conservative sites are getting hacked all over the place. So, you might want to just take a look at it. Okay, so a couple things. One of them, you mentioned about bringing dollars, which obviously I understand that, and I understand that. People want their congressional members to bring get dollars that are being spent. But what about spending cuts? Where do you sit with regards to this? Because there's a lot of folks that are going to Washington D.C. with their handout for their district, instead of looking at the fact that we, quite frankly, we're overspending. I mean, we are way overspending.
Right. Yeah, you're right. And these are numbers I've looked at in the past. We currently have over a quarter of a quadrillion dollars in unfunded liabilities. Here's the issue, Pastor. 72 cents of every dollar that I send to the IRS, 72 cents is income redistribution of one form or another. The other 28 cents of the dollar is used to run our military, to pay interest on our debt, to provide for infrastructure. Those are two things that government is there for, infrastructure, sure, and defense of our nation.
Yeah.
I'm happy to pay that 28 cents on the dollar. I'm not happy to pay the other 72 cents. So I have people come up to me after every speech, and they say to me, well, Russ, I think it was a good thing that Lauren left $1.1 billion in Washington, D.C., because that's $1.1 billion we didn't spend. That's incorrect. That $1.1 billion went to New York City. It went to Chicago. It went to Los Angeles, San Francisco, wherever it went. It didn't go to our district, but it did get spent. So I'd rather see that money come back to – really, we live in a very impoverished district. I would rather see that money come back here than be tossed into some blue bubble city like New York or Chicago or San Fran, where it disappears.
Wouldn't you really rather that we cut those funds out across the board?
What I would prefer, Pastor, is that we cut out other funds. Again, 72 cents of every dollar that gets spent by the federal government is income redistribution.
Okay.
We can look at the numbers on the welfare state, and they're tragic. If you look back when Lyndon Johnson initiated the welfare state in 1965,
right,
about 3.5% of white babies were born out of wedlock, and about 23% of black children were born out of wedlock. As I'm sure you know well, now it's 78% of black kids are born out of wedlock. Now, whether you're white, black, red, green, or blue.
I would dispute your numbers with regards to when Johnson, because actually the black families were more intact than the white families at the time that Johnson signed the civil rights.
The percentages.
I'm just saying that there was an attack on black families, and then ultimately an attack on families as a whole. And I experienced that personally. I'll tell you. I'll tell you real quickly the story how. When we moved from Florida back to California when I was much younger, we had to live with my mom for a year, and the job that I found did not make, there wasn't enough money coming in to be able to cover the rent. So the church that we attended, and I was an elder at the church that we attended, they suggested that we apply for some temporary housing assistance, and then there was an opportunity for us to become property management, and that would resolve that issue. When we went to do that, they told my wife, divorce your husband.
Ugh.
And if you divorce your husband, then we will provide you with housing and food and cash aid for you and the two babies. But you have to divorce your husband. So it wasn't just a black thing. It was a
a
family thing.
Absolutely.
And the purpose of the welfare state was to destroy the family in total.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, the implied offer by the government was that the state could replace the father as head of household.
Absolutely.
And it has been a nightmare. So from my numbers, my research shows that, again, the black family wedlock birth rate was around 23% in 1965 and around 3.5% for whites. It's up to 18%+ for whites and 78% for black kids. Now, these numbers I'm about to give you, these are off the top of my head from my memory, but excluding race. Race is not an issue here. This is just simply what happens to fatherless children. If you're born to a fatherless household, you are 4 times more likely to live in poverty. 90% of felons were raised in fatherless households. Mm-hmm. 71% of high school dropouts and 71% of girls' teen pregnancies occur to children in fatherless households. 80% of arsonists come from fatherless households. Again, that's of all races. So my point is we need to really fix or eliminate the welfare state if we're going to reduce the spending by government. The problem is, of course, the people on my side of the aisle want to do that. People on the left side of the aisle view this as a great way to capture generational votes.
But isn't the issue also, I mean, it's not just eliminating the money. It's also changing the moral structure and reintroducing the necessity for family. And the definition of a family is a father, a mother, and children, by the way.
Right.
And that is the only definition for a family. Yeah. And I know
I'm happy to carry that bucket of water, but that really is incumbent more, I think, on leaders like you, religious leaders, people that preach about morals and values.
Well, I agree, Russ, to a certain degree, but when government policies are in place that are pushing a destructive message about family, and I hear all the time people say, well, the government, you can't mandate morals, except the government does mandate morals. The government mandates abortion. They mandate it. They teach it, they indoctrinate it, they mandate it. They are mandating a culture of death. That's a moral. In my opinion, it's a void moral. It's an immoral, but they are mandating it. Gender transition, immoral, but they're mandating it. The LGBTQ agenda in total, but they're mandating it. And now that they've made sodomite marriage legal, that's what they're teaching in schools. They're revising history. I just got a message from a friend of mine, just yesterday, and what he writes is he said that he's a former Texas school board official, and he wrote to me, newsflash, Democrats are pushing your tax dollars to say that making our nation great, the MAGA people are really KKK, to have that introduced into history.
Yeah, great. Well, I mean, first off, for pretty much all my life, I'm 65 years old. The left has been normalizing insanity, and they use words. They change the meaning of words. The word liberal, for example, you and I are liberals. We're the classic liberal who advocates for light regulatory touch, economic prosperity, freedom. Leave us alone. But they co-opted the word liberal back in the 19-teens, you know, 1912, 1915 in that area. Mm-hmm. So I refer to them as neoliberals. But they are hard at work trying to change the meaning of everything in our society so that they can rebirth it in the form of their own utopia. Anyway, just getting back to what we were talking about,
sure.
child, you know, fatherless households. And that brings me back to Lauren Boebert. I mean, she got pregnant after she dropped out of high school, right before she dropped out of high school when she was 17. And her son just did the same thing. He just impregnated a 15-year-old girl, and he's 17. That's essentially a fatherless household. Regarding Lauren, I'm not sure that she always practices what she preaches, I guess is what I'm trying to say. And the people in this district kind of sense that, especially since the theater incident a week and a half ago. And I think that bothers people. I know it. It rubs the unaffiliated voter pretty wrong. So anyway, that's where I'm at with that.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how all of that, you know, how that plays out, Russ. Obviously, we want to have somebody that's going to be a strong voice. So I guess my final question to you is, you know, for example, when we were having the speaker argument that was going on, and we were finally able to, I think, get McCarthy to at least make some moves in the right direction. How would you see yourself as a part of that equation?
I think I would have been in that group of 20 people, but I would have done it, I think, with a little more touch of class. I would have debated McCarthy behind closed doors, not in an open forum. So much of what Lauren does seems to me to be grandstanding, to elevate her celebrity status. And I think that, you know, I hold almost all the same values as Lauren. The difference is style. I mean, my first plank in my platform is to instruct all of my staff to reach across the aisle to make 5 to 10 minute meetings with all 434 other congresspeople and all 100 senators. And I realize not all of them are going to take the meetings, and I realize some of the meetings will be really, really short. But I want to reach out not to be bipartisan, but to make friends with these people and eventually explain to them using math and facts and logic why mostly they're wrong. So I want to do it in a civil manner. That's not how Lauren operates. And here on the eastern side of this district, that really alienates a lot of voters. It just does. So it's a style difference for me. And I think that she's kind of worn out her welcome in this district. We gave her a shot. We gave her our effort. We gave her our money. We gave her our time. And again, we gave her a shot. And really, it just doesn't seem to be working out. So I'm asking send an engineer to Congress. By the way, Pastor, there are 9 engineers in Congress. Mm-hmm. 9. There are 175 lawyers.
I'm sure.
9 engineers, yep. And 175, yep, lawyers.
Well, so. And really, a lot of the issue, a great deal of the problem that exists, is not even necessarily initially the name of the guy on the plaque. The problem is the staff. And
yeah,
so if you get there and you take an inherited staff, good luck, because yeah. I'll tell you right now, your staff is only going to let you see what you're supposed to see.
Well,
period.
That's an excellent point. And right now I have a staff of 5. I'm bringing them with me if I get in. So they'll be there.
If the Speaker of the House approves you bringing them with you.
Yeah.
Because the Speaker of the House is going to control those people that are around you to some degree.
Sure. But, you know,
or,
that's well and good. But yeah. if he wants my vote on critical issues, he's going to let me have some autonomy. And some of that autonomy will bring, you know, when you get to Congress, you get a staff of 10 to 12 people.
I bring four or five of my own. I completely understand. And I know how it works. And what the Speaker of the House is going to say, Russ, if you want to serve on a committee and have any impact at all, you're going to do what I tell you. Otherwise, you're going to sit in your office for the next 2 years and twiddle your thumbs, because you ain't doing nothing.
I understand there's a give and take. I totally do.
But you're right to stand your ground, and you're going to need to, and you'll need to be really careful with regards to people on the other side, because yes. I can tell you, from a biblical perspective, you can't break bread with the devil.
You
can't.
You're right.
And unfortunately, what we've seen in Congress for the most part is that we try to be the nice guys and give compromise, except that when they're in charge, there is no compromise, and there really isn't any compromise, as you said. They change words. They change definitions, and at the end of the day, they say it's going to be our way, or
the highway.
We're going to walk out.
Let me say one last thing, Pastor. Yep. We have a state senator here in my district. His name is Perry Will. You should endeavor to get him on your show. He is a fantastic guy and a great interview. He's a hardcore conservative like me. Uh-huh. He introduced 14 pieces of legislation in Colorado legislature last year, which is overwhelmingly Democrat. Obviously, with Jared Polis, a Democrat governor. Of the 14 pieces of legislation he introduced, 13 got turned into law and one got vetoed. So that's how effective this guy is. And his whole point is you can reach across the aisle. And I guess he holds his nose while he breaks bread with the devil.
But one of the guys that I've seen that I think has been pretty effective, at least he had been, was Ken Buck.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, love Ken.
I've had Ken on my program.
He's trying to run for Senate.
Yeah.
I actually supported Ken when he initially was running for Senate maybe 8-10 years ago, mm-hmm. and shifted quickly to the House. But I supported him in the Senate run. So,
yeah
I love Ken. Love
yeah. Him. Good guy. Good guy.
Yep.
Well, Russ, best of luck to you. Thoughts and prayers, and we'll see how it plays out. When is the election?
The primary is June 25th.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
which seems like it's next week to me.
Well, you know what? It's amazing how quickly it all comes together. It really is. It really, truly is. All right. Well, I appreciate you being with me.
One last thing. Congratulations for taking a tragedy in your life and making thousands of other lives better. I think that's fantastic.
Well, all glory to God. Thank you, brother. Yeah. I appreciate you saying that. All right. Well, Russ, thanks for being here. I really appreciate you.
Anytime.
All right. We're going to take a break, folks. We'll be back. Matt Long and I are going to be talking coming up about Attorney General Ken Paxton. Back with more coming up right after this break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an idea.
www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
So here we go.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And as we do here on Tuesdays in our final segment, we join my good friend at the Hill Country Patriot Radio, the Matt Long Show. And Matt, are you with us, sir?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Always happy to be here with you. Another awesome Tuesday in the Hill Country.
Hey, it's great to have you with me. And hello to all of our Hill Country Patriots out there. Great to be speaking to you today. Thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Yeah. And we had a lot of people concerned about you last week, so if you want to speak briefly or about what you were going through last week, and you sound great today and sounded great last night, so give our listeners an update. Let them know you're okay.
I am. I'm doing much better. I had an issue with a nerve at the base the back of my neck, down from the base of my skull all the way down my neck. And I had just this massive spasming that was going on that was sending nerve pain all the way across from the back of my head all the way to the front of my head. And then on Monday morning when I woke up, it was not only in my head, but it was down my shoulder and down into my chest. And I was concerned, as was my wife, that I may have had some kind of a stroke or something. So, we proceeded to decide to head to the doctor. They gave me some shots of lidocaine to stop the spasming, and then put me back on an anti-spasm medication, which seems to have helped. And but they said, you know, it's probably a good idea to take the week off. So that's what I did. I took a week off to rest and recuperate, and I'm feeling much better now. And I thank everybody for all their thoughts and their prayers.
Absolutely. It's the prayers that count, much more than the thoughts, Pastor Greg.
Amen.
So we got talking last night, and we wanted to talk a little bit more about the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton here in the state of Texas. And for those of you across the country, if you're familiar with how the federal government has been weaponized to go after people they don't like, this is what happened here in Texas, and it even has, as far as I'm concerned, I think it even has some Bush acolytes behind it and pushing this thing, because they really don't want these true conservative Republicans coming into the state of Texas, and this is the fight. They can't beat us in the election cycle, and so they're going to try any way they possibly can to do so. What are your thoughts on this whole situation, Pastor Greg?
Well, I'll tell you, my feeling is that this was a political hit job. My feeling is that this was a Bush Rove operation. But I have to tell you that there were a lot of people that got caught up in it, including our friend Chip Roy, who wrote, "For the good of the people of Texas and the extraordinary public servants who serve the office of the Attorney General, Attorney General Ken Paxton must resign." He went on to say the allegations of bribery, abuse of office, and other charges levied against him by at least 7 senior leaders of the office of the Attorney General are more than troubling on the merits. But any grace for him to resolve differences and demonstrate if the allegations are false was eliminated by his choice instead to attack the very people entrusted by him to lead the office, some of whom I know well and whose character are beyond reproach.
Is that the October of 2020?
Yes.
Statement. Okay, yes.
Yep.
Yeah, that was the one in October. It was right before the election, and
yep.
Chip Roy was saying, look, there is some trash around Attorney General Paxton, and Chip Roy at the time said maybe he should resign. Do you think that this was, since it was a almost party line vote all the way down, with the exception of 2 Republicans who went with the Democrats on every vote, and then there was one of the 16 indictments where it was 28-2. In other words, it was heavily went over to find it not guilty.
Right.
Do you think that this is possibly, how can this be a fair trial, Pastor Greg, if all of the jurors voted down party line? What does that tell you about this trial, if anything?
Well, what I think is interesting about it, I think, you know, what we need to do is we need to go back and look at the House and look at how the House handled this. And I really appreciated Dan Patrick's statement about what took place in the House. And how he took the time to identify and basically say, look, there was the House completely and totally abandoned their responsibility. There was no presentation of any kind of evidence. There was no opportunity for the members of the House to consider it. And basically the cover story by Andrew Murr was, well, you know, really there isn't a trial there. We don't need to present any evidence, apparently. We can just impeach whoever we want, and then we thrust it to the Senate and we let them try the case. That is not in any way either legal or constitutional, quite frankly. And if that's their interpretation of it, it's a problem. The other piece that's a problem is that you have Dade Phelan, and I say that purposefully. He calls it the sham impeachment coordinated by the Biden administration with liberal House Speaker Dade Phelan in his kangaroo court has cost taxpayers millions of dollars, disrupted the work of the Office of Attorney General, and left a dark and permanent stain on the Texas House. That's a statement from, I believe it's from Ken Paxton. The response to that was that you had Phelan saying it's extremely unfortunate that after hearing and evaluating this evidence, the Texas Senate chose not to remove him from office. Moreover, I find it deeply concerning that after weeks of claiming he would preside over this trial in an impartial and honest manner, Lieutenant Governor Patrick would conclude by confessing his bias and placing his contempt for the people's house on full display. Well, I think it's appropriate that he waited until the very end, and I think he did a great job of using the individuals that he had around him to make it a fair trial. And I do think that they gave the House every opportunity to present evidence. And the bottom line is there is no evidence because they don't have a case.
Yeah, you know, the thing that I guess there's several things that really bothered me, and one of them was that the House members so quickly bought that idea that they really didn't have to do the investigating, that they really didn't have to dig into it. They just had to have a feeling that something wasn't right, and then they're going to pass it over on to the Senate. And that was the one that so many of our Republicans, you know, only 23 Republicans voted against the impeachment. And there should have been more people stand with those 23. And those who went to the back mic, Ellen Troxler never went to the back mic. She didn't object to this. She felt that just, you know, 2 days of looking over several thousand pages and, and she was more concerned about marital infidelity than she was anything else. And yet that wasn't any of the charges had to do with marital infidelity, but that seemed to be her talking point with me anyway. Where is the solution? How do we fix this going forward besides getting rid of people like Andy Muir and Ellen Troxler? What's next, Pastor Greg?
Well, I think Dan Patrick has suggested that they're going to be, you know, investigating who got paid and what monies were used where. I think that's going to prove to be very interesting, and I think it's going to prove to be a problem for the House, because I think that the attorneys that were representing some of these quote-unquote whistleblowers are going to turn out to have been paid by the House. And to me, that's a conflict of interest when it comes to, you know, to deliberating on this issue. I think that the reforms that they're going to be looking at are going to have a lot to do with the fact that they're going to have some deliberation. There's going to have to be some specific amount of time set aside for members of the House to look at the facts and the evidence should a situation like this arise again. And then going forward, you know, Felon and Muir came out and said, we're not done. We're going to go after the senators that chose to acquit him. We're going to continue to try to go after Ken Paxton. They're going to continue their nefarious ways until they are removed from office. And, you know, I'm really disappointed. My final statement here, I'm very disappointed in Jeff Mateer. I don't know if Jeff really thought that he had justification for what he did, but a lot of this could have been solved if Jeff truly had wanted to go and have a conversation with Ken Paxton. And my sense, and based on the testimony that took place, is that there were other forces that were driving at this, and there was an absolute effort by forces to drive Ken Paxton out, because Ken Paxton is interfering with the overall purpling and ultimate bluing of the state of Texas by the WEF and forces outside of our state and sitting in the governor's office.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, this is a message we've been trying to push forward for a number of years now, that what we used to call rhinos that we now call transpublicans or trans Republicans. We've been given this message for many years that we have these trans Republicans in the Texas House that talk a good talk and get you in there. Every one of them is conservative. Oh my goodness. They're all conservative. And we buy into it year after year, and we keep sending Andy Muir up there. It's time for Andy to go. We've got a great Wes Verdell was on the air here before I came on this morning. Folks, you got to support Wes. Andy Muir, it's time. He needs to go home. He has shown his true colors. The mask has come off. Andy Muir is a trans publican, and we need new representation here in the Hill Country. Do you not live in Andy Muir's district, Pastor Greg?
I do live in Andy Murr's district, and I know you'll remember this, but for the sake of our listeners, you know, I was getting ready to announce that I was going to be running against Andy Murr 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. Literally the week before my accident, I had an event in Bandera with Rafael Cruz and Stephen Brody and Ray Myers and several others. Rick Scarborough, and had talked with Joanne Fleming and several others and let them know that I intended to announce my candidacy because we needed to get Murr out of there 6 years ago. Of course, I had the car accident and God had a different plan, and there you go. And I understand that Wes Verdell is running again, and I wish him the very best.
Absolutely. We need to support him as much as we can. And what else do we have on the impeachment? Anything we want to? Oh, I'll tell you. I saw Angela Paxton was part of the event. She was on the lineup for an event I went to on Friday and Saturday in Austin. But we were informed that she wasn't going to be able to attend unless the trial was over. And so Saturday afternoon, about an hour after the verdicts were all read, in walked Angela Paxton and a big smile on her face and lots of hugs and pictures being taken with Angela. And you could tell it was a huge relief to her and a burden off of her. And so I got to see her almost immediately after that. And folks, she is doing good and is in good shape. And the Paxtons all need our prayers, and the members of the House and the Senate need our prayers as well.
Again, this would be my closing statement, and I posted this actually on Michelle Smith's on a comment. I ask a question: does anyone think that Jeff Mateer gave First Liberty and Kelly Shackelford a black eye? That's just a question. I've worked with First Liberty I used to have them on my show quite often, haven't for a number of years now for whatever reason. Mateer is still with First Liberty. And again, I really question what he did, and it doesn't add up for me. But I think there's time for justice. I think Dan Patrick set the table. I think what the House did was collusion. It could be a RICO case since it involves multiple entities across several states. It was a conspiracy to remove an attorney general that won't play along with the WEF globalist playbook of the Bushes, the Soros, the Koches, and the Roves. I think Texas keeps America free, and without Texas, the U.S. is sunk because California and New York are already gone. Paxton won't let Abbott sell us out completely, and now we the people need the clean house, and Paxton needs to investigate and prosecute these traitors.
Amen. Excellent closing statement. Thank you, Pastor Greg, as always, for joining us on Tuesday morning. We really enjoy it.
My pleasure, Matt. God bless you. God bless America. And may God Almighty bless all of our listeners and viewers.
All right.
And we take our leave. We'll be back coming up more Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen-size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king-size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Let me adjust this chair real quick. Hang on 1 second. Okay, there we go. A little better. The hydraulic on this was just dropping a little bit too low. So, on this situation, I want to be really clear, too. Jeff's a good guy. I really believe that. I don't believe that Jeff Mateer is a bad guy. I met Jeff a number of years ago. He was actually in Kerrville for an event with one of the Liberty organizations. I think it was with Eagle Forum, actually. At any rate, we started connecting, and he came on this program quite frequently. In fact, when he was nominated as a federal judge, I thought that he would have made an excellent federal judge. It was an interview that he did on this show, on this program right here, where he was talking about the transgender agenda that in 2017 was being used against children. And his commentary on it was, as he said, the transgender agenda against children is a satanic plan. It's evil. It's a satanic plan. Folks, there is not a true Christian, a true biblical believer today, 6 years later, okay, from and or conservative commentators from Bongino to
Charlie Kirk to Glenn Beck that don't call out the transgender assault on kids and say it's evil. It's satanic. It's wicked. That is a common thing that is said today. Jeff Mateer said it 6 years ago, and he was right. But because he said that, and because he also said that the therapy that they were doing, which still happens today, which is a good thing, helping those that are seeking assistance to get their heads screwed on straight. Because he said those things back in 2017, the Trump administration pulled him. And when they did a reconsideration, and he was one of the judges they put back in for reconsideration, they ignored him again. Because there were individuals in the Trump administration who supported the LGBTQ agenda. Remember that Donald Trump said in 2016, at the convention, he welcomed the LGBTQ. He welcomed the log cabin. He brought Peter Thiel in. That's a fact. Those are just facts. And you heard in my program, if you've been listening and watching the whole program today, when I first got started today, I replayed a piece about hypocrisy. You cannot support the sodomite agenda, period, end of story, and still claim Christian moral values in any way, shape, or form. They're contradictory, and you can't do it. And you know, you can say, well, whatever somebody wants to do in the privacy of their home. Well, yes, but they don't. Because the agenda is to destroy the moral fabric of the United States of America and ultimately tear down its Constitution. And immorality will be the means by which they will accomplish this goal. The first pillar is remove God and then remove morality. And now anything goes, and once anything goes, everything goes. And that's exactly what's taking place in our country today. Anything goes, so everything has gone. And we, the people, have to restore righteousness in this nation again. And that only happens by putting on biblical worldview and looking through God's glasses, because he's the one who guarantees our rights. And if he's not the one guaranteeing your rights, ladies and gentlemen, you have no rights. I'll be back tomorrow. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChildrenGenerationRadio.com. Coming up right now, Texas Fully Loaded here on TECN TV. God bless you and have a great rest of your day.